Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
That ball's hit pretty well to left. Owner's trouble. Watch this one go. Altuve with his third home run of the homestand. And hit number 10 in this same homestand. He makes it 5-0 Astros. Altuve drills one to center field. Back Denzel Clark near the wall. Jumps up. It's gone again. Two for Altuve. His second two home run game in the homestand. And the Astros lead 9-0. Jose Altuve having himself a homestand. Trying to hold up. That's the ball game. Soderstrom strikes out for the fourth time. And the Astros win it 11-1 to get the four games over 500 for the first time in 25.
Oh, yeah. That was fun. Pitch a left-hander against the Astros at your own risk. Yeah. They may be all righties. They may be all righties in that lineup, but that means when you toss a lefty at them, that's what happens. You get splattered against the wall, baby. Last night, 11-1, final score, Jose Altuve. We'll give you the post Circle of Trust numbers in just a second, but we celebrate because for the first time all season, Seth, four games over 500. 29-25, we celebrate.
Yeah. There's firmly at least a game or a game and a half above the wild card cutoff. So there you go. That's where we are. We adjusted to this last year, being in the wild card conversation.
That's okay.
And we're cool with it now. Yeah. We get it. You start doing more like that. And again, I'm glad you brought up the fact that they saw a lefty, because they barely see any lefties at all year because they don't have any lefties in their lineup, especially now.
Right.
So they see a lefty, and they feast on him. And they just kept taking turns. That was a lot of fun.
That was great.
I was way off on my – I set the over-under at innings pitched for Hunter Brown at 7 1/3. What I didn't account for was him sitting on the bench for vast swaths of time early on, because the Astros just kept scoring.
Yeah.
So he was on the bench for like 17 minutes at one point and 16 minutes the other. And it just the longer you stretch it out like that, he was everything you needed him to be.
He threw 88 pitches. I think if it was a 2-1 game and not a 10-1 game at that time or whatever, he would have stayed in for the seventh inning for sure, I would think, if it was a closer game.
And it looked like, I think it was the fourth inning where that's where he had one of the long layoffs. And it was it looked like he needed to almost warm back up at the beginning of the innings after some of those long.
Well, he threw 88 pitches in six innings, which isn't terrible.
Right.
But in a few of those innings, like, he got double plays in half the innings he pitched in. And so that was, it's weird. Like, he threw six innings, six hits, struck out eight, gave up a home run, a bomb, like a laser home run, and didn't walk anybody. And yet I felt like for him, it was like a B+, you know, like he was good. He was really good. The strikeouts were all in one, for the most part, in one chunk in the middle of the game where he struck out
six of seven guys.
He struck out. And so this is where we're at with Hunter Brown, like a start that is empirically dominant. You're like, well, the home run he gave, I am at least, like the home run he gave up was really hard hit. And there were some hard hit balls. You know, there's a line drive double play that got him out of an inning. Even in the first inning, the double play that got him out of the first inning, that was smashed at Jeremy Pena. Like, so that's the standard that is there for Hunter Brown now. It's like six innings of one run ball is really good, but it's like it's a B+, A-, not his usual A, which is awesome. Like, these are the conversations that you have about ace level pitchers, you know, that. And you're right, it felt at home, Seth, just sitting in my chair, I'm like, just sitting watching the Astros score run after run after run, I felt the same thing you were talking about, which is like, man, Hunter has been sitting for a long time right now.
Yeah,
like these innings are going a long time, you know.
And credit Forrest Whitley. If there's one thing I know about Forrest Whitley, you can be reasonably kind of comfortable when he comes in and you've got a 9-run lead.
A mop up.
Or a 10-run lead.
Yeah.
He goes two innings last night.
Yeah.
As you gush and gush about the bullpen, it's a little bit of a reminder of, okay, yeah, but it's still, there's, 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 there's still places we need to hem up a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. So they win last night, and this is a great way to get this part of the schedule started. As you and I have pointed out the last couple of days, this is a patch of schedule where they can make up some ground here, and they don't have a ton of ground to make up. I mean, they're doing fine in the division. I believe the Mariners won last night. They were winning when I went to bed. So they're
still 1.5 games.
Still a game and a half lead. Okay, so they're still chasing the Mariners, obviously. But they get the A's this afternoon, try to get a nice little two-game sweep here before Tampa Bay comes down. Tampa Bay, the only team that won a series against you in that 17-game stretch was the Tampa Bay Rays, but they're not playing in that popcorn, pop gun ballpark this time around. You got them at home, and the Astros have been good at home this year. So that was a really nice start. That was a really nice start to this stretch last night. Good to see Christian Walker get a home run. Not a cheapie either. Like, that thing was up near the train tracks. But the big story, Seth, is the fire that you and I have lit under future Hall of Famer Jose Altuve.
Yes.
Since being excluded from the Payne and Pendergast Circle of Trust last week, Jose Altuve, these are the numbers. 12 for 21, 4 home runs, 7 RBI, 9 runs scored, and a slash line of a .571 batting average, .591 on base percentage, and an .1143 slugging. Add it all up. That is a .1734 OPS for Jose Altuve, who was just so nonplussed by the Athletics last night that he's like, I don't even feel like coming back out to try to get my first 5-hit game. That's okay. You can let DiCenzo pinch hit for me. That's fine. Blom and Callis were so disappointed that Jose Altuve didn't come back out. He's never had a 5-hit game before. A lot of guys, like Jeremy Pena's had a 5-hit game. George Springer had a 6-hit game back in the day. For as great a hitter as Altuve is, and for as many batting titles as he won early in his career, he's never had a 5-hit game. So as soon as he got that 4th hit, it was really funny because Callis and Blum, appropriately so, started pitching the whole, like, hey, stick around. Jose Altuve is going first 5-hit game. And when they looked over in the 9th inning, or I guess it was the 8th inning, bottom of the 8th, and DiCenzo's in the on-deck circle, you would have thought they canceled Christmas. Like, it was, they're looking over there like, oh, Jose's not out there.
I like it better if it stays that way. I like the, you know, it's a nice trivia question someday that however many Hall of Fame the hitters never had a 5-hit game.
Yeah.
They'll be in that distinct list.
Yeah, yes. It doesn't bother me one way or the other. I just thought their reaction to it was so funny.
I thought because not just Altuve's home runs, but just the power in general, including Cam. I mean, that one out, the flyout Cam Smith had to center field, which would have been a home run in, I'm guessing, the majority of ballparks. Like, that was a hard hit ball. He had his double later. Like, Dubon did flash power. Like, there was a lot.
Yeah, no, Dubon's been hitting well lately. Like, Dubon's hitting well enough where you go, okay, he's your second baseman now. Like, don't mess around with Brendan Rodgers anymore. You don't need to slide Altuve into second base twice a week or whatever. Dubon, you know, we know Dubon, what he is defensively. He's been fine for an 8 and 9 hole hitter lately. The numbers on that Cam Smith home fly ball, which, again, I'm with you. That might have been more impressive than any of the home runs just in terms of, you know, just sheer power. He hit it to the deepest part of the ballpark. Expected batting average of .970, and it would have been a home run in 23 out of the 30 ballparks. Cam Smith, Seth, is still at a stage where I'm not totally judging him by the stats. The stats are getting better and better. His batting average is up to .264. Like, he's a perfectly viable, above-average major league hitter right now. His OPS is in the mid-700s. And
and for the last month,
he's ascending, yeah.
He's been much higher than that.
Yeah,
he's been a really good player the last month.
He's ascending. He's still somebody who I'm not even looking at the stats, like the batting average and the OPS. Like, if he's looking stout, you know, if he's having good at-bats, if he's making pitchers work, deep fly balls like he hit last night to the .409 center field sign right there, those are all signs of progress to me with Cam Smith. There will come a day where that stuff doesn't matter. Today, it does matter to me.
In the month of May, he's hitting .322 with an .801 OPS, OPS plus of .128. He's been a solidly above average baseball player in the month of May. It's a small sample size, but man, you compare him to the Kyle Tucker's first 30-40 games, when he was a rookie. This is a much more impressive performance out of Cam
Tucker,
Smith.
Bregman, like any of these, a lot of these guys that have come up and struggled at first, and he struggled at first, but he's getting it together pretty damn quick. I mean, he's the everyday right fielder now. Like, there's no need to have him take a day off before an off day. Like, he's got young legs. And I think the thing is, too, man, if he starts to hit, I think from what we've seen the first couple of months is you're not sacrificing anything defensively by having him out there.
No.
Defensively,
he's better than Kyle Tucker has been in the last three seasons now, because Kyle Tucker continues to be nothing like the guy he used to be defensively.
Yeah.
Whereas Cam Smith looks just like exactly like the young athletic dude that is willing to actually put out and try. Kyle Tucker's been, it's like he's a football player taking plays off in the outfield these last couple years. So far so good. And as long as Paredes keeps it up, then that trade's looking better and better.
Paredes, and it looks like, man, maybe Christian Walker, maybe this new locker is working out for him. You know, he changed lockers, shaved his mustache, got a horseshoe.
Well, he had a mustache for like 2 days.
Hung a horseshoe, right, and then he shaved it. He's like, no, this ain't working. Like, he seems incredibly superstitious, Christian Walker.
Or just changing up. Sometimes it's not superstition as much as just changing up your routine.
Okay.
Just doing something that just kind of tweaks your brain a little bit.
Okay. Well, whatever he's doing, keep doing it. Because Christian Walker has not been great this year. He's been a victim of some bad, even last night, bad luck. He hit a laser right at somebody last night. But still, like, even the expected stats aren't great. Before we get too upset at him, I'm just going to remind everybody, 2 years ago today, Jose Abreu's first season with the Astros was the day he hit his first home run of the year. His first home run as an Astro came 2 months into the season against the A's, ironically. I think it was in Oakland. And he had the mitigated gall to slide into home plate jokingly. I'm like, hey, man, you're laughing about this being your first home run. This ain't no laughing matter to us out here on these streets, okay?
Yeah.
Abreu?
This is like a doctor coming in and telling you that the shape of your wife's tumor is hilarious. Like, yeah, all right, listen. This is landing differently for me than it is for you, Doc.
I know this is a tumor, but it looks like Big Bird, doesn't it?
It's a really, really big Big Bird.
Yeah.
It's crazy, isn't it?
No.
Guys in radiology and I were just cracking up over this.
Not funny. Two things. My wife's MRI and Jose Abreu sliding into home plate after his first home run.
Sean, I'll do you one better.
Okay.
A year ago this time,
second
Jose
season,
Abreu, this May 28th, when he awoke on May 28th last year, he had a 108 batting average.
Oh, my God.
His OPS was 284.
And that sounds high. That was 284 OPS. That's incredible. That's incredible. God, he was so bad. Oh, he was bad. What a nice guy, though. All right. Off and running on a Wednesday. Payne and Pendergast with you. So big night for the Astros last night. We'll definitely circle back to that. Texans OTAs start today. So they get on the practice field today. D'Amico Ryans will speak to the media later, as will some of the players. You'll hear that on the station, I'm sure, throughout the next couple of days. Big questions we've got for the Texans as they mix the rookies and the vets together at OTAs. We'll talk about that coming up next.